Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Then God said, and it was so. We crave words that come with authority. We seek definitive answers. We want assurance, comfort, and confidence. And all those things are so hard to find in this world. The doctor speaks not with authority, but with percentages, as he gives the odds of how successful a procedure might be. The weatherman speaks not with authority, but with educated guesses, as he attempts to describe what the weather will be like so you can plan your weekend. The friend speaks not with authority, but with good intentions, as she says she hopes you get better soon. God's word is different. Genesis chapter 1 reminds us again and again that when God speaks, things happen. God speaks, and his word is fulfilled every time. God doesn't give us percentages, educated guesses, or wishful thinking. He gives us concrete, dependable truth. What a comfort that is. What a refreshing change of pace that is in this ever-changing world. That is especially helpful when it comes to our eternal future. Because of our sins, we were all lost and destined for an eternity of separation from God and his blessings. We needed to be saved and could not pin our hopes on someone else's best guess. Playing the percentages was not going to give us any relief. All our friends' good intentions could not wish us into heaven. God's word steps in and provides assurance and reliability. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God promised to send his Son Jesus to take our sins away by dying in our place. And just as we see in Genesis chapter 1, every time God speaks, things happen. As promised, God sent Jesus to be our Savior, to earn our salvation, and to guarantee our eternal future as we put our trust in him. When it comes to eternal life in heaven, God speaks with authority. His promises are true. Put your trust in his word. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for speaking with authority and giving me confidence. Help me to know and believe that in Jesus I have eternal life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.